This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King, who represents the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk a little bit about how his reelection bid is off to a very early start due to the activities of a very aggressive challenger, namely the former First Lady of Iowa, Kristi Vilsack. And another major issue in this race is the fact that Iowa's losing a congressional district as a result of the most recent census, and so the congressman's district that he currently represents will look a lot different than the one he will try to win next year. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us. First of all, let's talk about the redistricting in Iowa. How much different would your new district be than the one you currently represent?
Well, it changes some. This is a district that I have the great privilege to represent is the most conservative district in Iowa. And this new district, which will probably end up being defined as the Northern District of Iowa, comes within two counties of Wisconsin and goes all the way to South Dakota, Nebraska, across the northern tier, 39 counties. It's still Republican, and it just leans a little bit less conservative than the other one. So it's a challenge, and the big part of the challenge, though, is that 55% of the population is a new population. The Secretary of Agriculture, the Obama appointee, Secretary Tom Vilsack's wife, has announced that she's running against me. In fact, she let us know that she would, wherever the redistricting put me, she was going to move there to run against me. So that's you can figure out what her motives are. It may be that she wants to serve in Congress more than anything else, but I think it's had more to do with it than the long history of Tom Vilsack and I clashing along the way. But in any case, she's raised $424,000 in the last quarter, and before she was an announced candidate. Now she's an announced candidate. George Soros money is coming in. They've been spending six-figure money on television and radio against me for about 5 or 6 weeks, and the election's not till a year from November. So you get a sense of how intense this is going to be. It is a national race. It'll be a very expensive race, and I'm going to find out some things about me that I don't yet know before this campaign's over, I'm convinced, Greg.
What will be your main message to the voters of the 4th District, and what will be your main message countering the message from Kristi Vilsack?
Well, first, I don't know where she stands, but she has said that she agrees with the positions that her husband has taken, and so I see it that I'm running against two Vilsacks, not one. I have a clear record of 6 years in the Iowa Senate and 8.5 years in Congress, so people know where I stand. I am a full-spectrum conservative. I believe in fiscal responsibility and constitutional principles and all the things that I could give you a lot longer list than that, and people know that. So my job is to get to know the people in the new part of the district and let them understand that what they're going to be hearing and are hearing through the airwaves, they ought to question it and not accept it at face value. And then we'll see where she will come down on the issues. But when the money comes in from Planned Parenthood and Emily's List and George Soros and every left-wing group that's out there, where the money comes from pretty well tells you where her ideology is, and we'll see if that sorts itself out between now and November. I have a lot of faith in voters and the American people, but I also know that I have to do my job to make sure that we have the resources so that they do get the message.
Certainly one of the high-profile House races. We'll be checking in with you on that and many other issues, I'm sure, in the weeks and months ahead. Congressman, real quickly, where can folks track your campaign online?
SteveKing.com would be the best way to go, and if they're if they're interested in helping out with this cause, just type in SteveKing.com, and that will take us to the website. And we sure appreciate everybody that's being helpful out there. And I'm going to continue to do my job and keep driving this message. There's a reason why they've lined up this aggressively against me, and I take that as a compliment, Greg.
Well, it may be recess time, but it's not rest time for Congressman Steve King. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Greg. I appreciate it.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th congressional district, running for re-election in the 4th district after redistricting. I'm Greg Columbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.